League of Endzone. Dancers Podcast.
Let me do that again. That was crap.
League of Endzone. Dancers Podcast.
What is up, LED Nation? We are back. Recording a little bit later than we should have, but we are back. We're committed to this. We're going to make this work. It takes a three-man team to push each other, to come together and do this late at night when we're all tired and some suffering from allergies and some having to take care of their little kids. But we're going to break down the week two action, tell you who's actually leading the NFL in rushing. And also, we're going to have a brand new segment, and we're going to lead it off with this brand new segment called 3 Good Minutes with Ant.
Come on, baby. It's over. Everybody wants to make some money. You want to go to the bar? You want to be a big shot? You want to make a little extra money? You got to go to MyBookie. Why? Because when you win, they pay. It's that easy. Visit MyBookie and use promo code LED. When you create an account, you can claim up to $1,000 in free play. Go to MyBookie right now. Let's get into the leading rusher in the NFL, Matt Breida. I haven't seen Matt Breida run like this since he was at Georgia Southern. Maybe it was the game against the Arkansas State Red Wolves that I saw run like that. Maybe it was against App State, I forget. But in the open field, he finds the freeway. You don't see 66-yard runs in the NFL. You might see them at Georgia Southern, the way they run the ball and the triple option, but not in the NFL. 66 yards, having fun down there? Yes, yes, some more. Coming up, we are going to dive into Roger, the GOATs team, and what he has to do moving forward. Week 2 is in the books, and boy, do we got action. Josh Gordon is out. Josh Gordon is getting cut. Josh Gordon's getting traded. Josh Gordon could go to the Niners or Cowboys. Josh Gordon was traded to the Patriots. I say he could be a poor man's Randy Moss, but that's about as risky as playing a flute to a cobra. Scrapping with a kangaroo. Wrestling rattlesnakes. Angling anacondas. The Josh Gordon saga continues. One of the intriguing matchups that took place in week 2 was the family face-off between Martin, aka Tyreek and Destroy, and Roger, the B-League GOAT, the future A-League GOAT, the rookie speech GOAT, and the losing boot off GOAT. Martin gets the W despite Roger starting Jimmy Jesus with a 134-128 victory. Roger originally showing support to the protest movement of LED removing kickers from our rosters. We will bench our kickers, even if it means sacrificing everything. Don't just do it. Let them know.
Wow. Ant, that was amazing. And it looked like you're having too much fun with the little sound drops. They're pretty addicting, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, how much is my bookie paying you for that little spot there?
We get $100 per sign up.
All right. Oh, nice.
Oh, so that's a real promo code.
Yeah, it's a real promo code. Go to my bookie.
All right. good work, man. I like it. All right. Well, let's get into this, our week 2's recap.
This week's previews.
Rounds up. We don't have a recap sound drop, but that was it. All right, guys. Let's start off with this. We're starting this. So it's in no particular order, except that the top scorers, that's how I sort of ranked them. The winning team with the top score goes first. So Mike crushes me, C-Leaguer Steve, getting major points. by doubling up Big Ben with Juju. He's got Mike earning Mike the top score of the week. Martin, what's this kicker situation and how come Mike has the top score of the whole year right now?
Well, you know, I told Anthony actually in week one that I would think about starting a kicker just to solidify his position as the top weekly points. And it's not a huge side pot. It's only $30, but you know, it is still money. And, you know, maybe Anthony decided it wasn't a big enough money or it wasn't enough money to make him sacrifice one of his players. So he decided to forego picking up a kicker, and you know what? It ended up costing him. And ironically, Mike actually got 14 out of his kicker in this contest. And after just that corrections, actually was a little bit closer. I think originally he had passed Anthony by like 4 points, and after stat corrections, ended up just being about 1 point over Anthony's 187. So it absolutely cost him in this case. But like I said, it's not a huge side pot. But the weird thing to me, honestly, it was a weird week because it felt like kickers kind of dominated the headlines on these games. There was field goals being missed left and right, like huge ones. Such as in the, you know, Carlson and Mason Crosby in the Vikings-Packers game, which ended in a tie. I mean, Zane Gonzalez blowing it for the Browns and subsequently getting cut. I mean, it was crazy. And then Greg Zuerlein ends up getting hurt and doesn't play the whole game. And so the Rams end up not, you know, basically not having a kicker for the whole game, and they end up just going for it on every conversion. And coincidentally, Steven had Zuerlein, so he ended up getting a zero from that spot. Anthony ends up playing a kicker out of desperation and ends up losing the game, and it comes back to winning it on stat corrections, as we all found out this morning. And so it was just a fucking weird week, I felt like. And it was just like kickers kind of just dominating the headlines, like I said. And so to me, it was just really weird.
And is Mike making a good decision here starting in week three? He's actually starting Big Ben over Andrew Luck.
Mike knows what he's doing. Big Ben's been on fire. I put up 40 last week, going against one of the hottest teams, Tampa Bay. Could be another shootout. Andrew Luck hasn't been Andrew Luck yet, but I don't think there's anything to worry. But I think got to stay with the hot hand here.
Yeah.
I think Mike has. I think we kind of underrated his team a little bit. He's got quite a few good running backs. I mean, he's got good guys on his bench. I don't know if he's looking to trade one of them, but he's got assets. And Mike's pretty much the player we all thought he was.
Yeah, and I know Chris Thompson, when I was doing research for this, is actually like, I think he's top six or five, but he's up there in terms of point totals for running backs.
He was there last year too. Yeah, yeah. He was definitely up there. So that's a really good pick.
Yeah, he's number five right
Thompson.
Now.
The game script helped him out. It kind of hurt me with AP, but I think Thompson is a talent that is hard to spot.
Yeah, I like it. All right, let's move on to the next matchup. Well, that was kind of soft. All right. Well, we'll figure that out later. All right, guys. Well, Armand beats Ed, getting the number two score, top score of the week after a dismal week one win. Melvin Gordon goes crazy with 3 touchdowns, catching 6 of 7 passes. And Gordon right now is the number three running back. Would you rather have Gordon or David Johnson?
I got David Johnson way farther down than that, to be honest. Gordon, he's fucking awesome. He's been good last year. He gets the workload. Austin Eckler's getting some too, but it's still not going to have anything to do with his workload. You know, he got a little banged up a little bit, but I'm really not too worried about it. But I would definitely stick Gordon right up there with some of those guys.
Martin, you going with the same thing? Gordon over David Johnson?
Yeah, for sure, man. And you know, like I said last week, I have legit concerns over David Johnson, and he came out this week and basically, you know, confirmed all of those concerns. I definitely, you know, I see him really falling steeply in the rankings, like I said, and so I'm definitely, you know, I'm not surprised at what happened.
What about Zeke, Martin? Would you got Gordon over Zeke?
I think right now you have to. Just because I think the offense is better over there in San Diego. I think Dallas, you know, in spite of them getting the win, they still didn't show much on offense. They didn't really change my views on their offensive issues. So I think there's still some concerns, although Zeke, I still see him kind of doing okay. in spite of those issues, but it's definitely going to hurt his production a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I kind of disagree. You know, San Diego also played Kansas City, who's been putting up points with crappy defense, and then they play Buffalo. So, I mean, to really kind of put him in the Zeke level, I do give Zeke a little downtick. I do take him down. I currently for sure number one. I got Kamara right now rolling good too, but I put Zeke three. He's going to get his. That offense isn't really that great. He's really got nothing else going for it. But he still has a touchdown in both games, and that's Zeke's MO, touchdown every game. So there's really nothing's really changed in that.
Martin, Ed spent a whopping $52 on Giovanni Bernard, outbidding me. I really wanted him. I thought I bid just enough. Good move?
I think so. I mean, he really needed an RB2. I don't think Chris Carson is the answer. It's looking like a two-week rental at a minimum, and maybe more if Mixon is out again. And I think, you know, for Ed, he's typically not a big spender, so I think he'll be fine. He still has about $100 left, and like I said, he doesn't really make a lot of moves throughout the year. And so, you know, this seemed like a move that he needed to make to fill a hole. And so I don't mind it at all. I think I always say that, you know, it's really important to get off to a good start in the season, because the first 3 weeks are really the only time when you're at full strength injury-wise and bye week-wise. So you really want to get those W's now instead of being in the hole heading into week four and then suddenly dealing with bye weeks and injuries and roster turnover, you know, among other things. So I don't mind it. It's a good play for Ed.
And what looks like is the matchup of the week, in my opinion. We got Mike and Armand facing off in each other. Who you guys got in this matchup? Ant?
I forgot who I took on that one, to be honest.
Martin, you remember who you got?
Yeah, I took Armand. Although I think it's going to be close, but I think Armand has slightly better players. I still don't like Mike's wide receivers that much. Certainly Allen Robinson, you know, it's nice to see him get all those targets, but he really didn't do a lot with them. I mean, he got targeted 14 times. I think he caught the ball 10 times for under 100 yards, no score. It looks like they're clearly leaning on him. So that's a good sign, but I'm still not buying his wide receivers too much. Juju will be fine, but his other guys are a little questionable.
Kind of liking Big Ben's matchup again. I actually picked Mike in this one. I think I was just going off of projected because I was just trying to rush it in and make sure I got all the picks in, which looks like everybody got their picks in because it's 7-7, split right in the middle for this particular matchup. All right.
Hey, real quick, going back to Ed's team. What did you bid against Ed? I missed that.
47. I had 47, I think, and then he had 52. I had 45, actually, and then he had 52.
So I think on that is that, you know, if you need a starter, I think bidding more money on it, using your asset on that, has a little more value to it. So Ed lost McKinnon, and McCoy kind of banged up. He's got a shitty matchup, so he's probably going to play him. So I really think it's a good play. And I don't know if you should have went for it, because you kind of got some starts going right now too. So I don't know if it would have been better if you got him. Because he's kind of a rental.
Even when I try, I suck at this. All right, next up. Wu goes 2-0 after another great win against Super High Sunny. Wu's actually, the leading scorer of the league so far. Leading the way for Wu was Cousin, who threw for 4 touchdowns, and Gurley, who ran in 3 touchdowns. Martin, you jumping on the Cousins train right now?
No. Although, first of all, I knew I should have stuck with Jeff on this one, but I trusted Anthony because he went 7-0 in week one. But I originally had Jeff in this one, and I switched it to Sonny because I trusted Anthony, like I said, but it ended up costing me. Although, it was a pretty close match. I think Jeff only won by like 12 points. But no, I'm not buying Cousins. This game actually should have ended. If you guys watch this game, they called a BS roughing call on Green Bay that basically extended the game and allowed Cousins to make that miraculous throw to that brought this game into overtime. But this line is a little bit inflated. This game should have ended in regulation. Like I said, the roughing call was BS. I'm not buying Cousins. I think he'll be fine. There was a lot of actually big blow-up quarterback performances in week two. I think quarterbacks are off to a pretty good start in 2018.
And you buying Brandon Marshall as a viable flex play This is for Super High Sonny. He actually bid on him last week's waiver. You know, Barnshall saw the same number of targets both weeks, one and two, but it seems to be he seems to be a touchdown reliant to put up any major points.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to be the Jimmy Graham of that offense. But I kind of am buying it. He's a veteran, big body. Russell doesn't really have much going on with Baldwin out. The offense doesn't have much going on. James Tripp probably has been coming from behind. And I think it's okay. You know, it's definitely playable. You know, for what we thought Marshall might have not even been in the league to where he is now, it's not so bad. Definitely been seeing a surge in offense in the NFL. You notice that everybody's got receivers, all the quarterbacks. There's so many more points being scored right now. To kind of go off what Martin said about that, me not playing a kicker, I really see that 190 not holding up. I mean, already two pretty high scores, and this guy is right behind him with high scores. This is only bigger weeks ahead. So, not too concerned about that, but there's a lot of new stars becoming born in the NFL, like Baker Mayfield and come back today. It was pretty awesome. He's going to be a high waiver wire pickup next week. Unless someone has one.
I don't know. Let's see. Let's go on to the next matchup.
I'm not sure I heard. I'm not sure I made out anything that Anthony said.
Yeah, and your audio call is kind of crappy. You're going in and out.
Oh.
I don't know if you have a headset or
you're moving better? Along. Is that better?
Yeah, a lot better.
I was holding it fucked up. All right, just edit that out.
No, nothing cuts edited out. Too much work. All right, let's move on to the next matchup.
There's no editing.
In the upset of the week, Gandalf Doug uses his Mahomes magic to send Dom to an 0-2 start. Martin, in the LED pool, it was 7-2 picking Mahomes over Watson. You still want Watson over Mahomes?
No, I probably don't. But I will say, you know, to Anthony's point of, you know, that 187 not holding up, I think it was actually pretty high. I don't know exactly what the record was, but I can't remember too many times or ever if we've seen a 200 plus score win that pot. I seem to recall it always being around the 185 to 195 ish range. I believe it was like around 180 last season that Ken won. So I thought it was a pretty solid score. And so that's why I told you, you know, why not just start a kicker and further solidify your position there. But again, you know, small side pot, but, yeah, back to Watson over Mahomes. Nah, I don't think you can. I know Watson put in a pretty good game last week, but it was kind of in catch up mode. I always say that's an ideal situation for any fantasy player, and that's where you're going to get most of your points, and that's where he got most of his points. Hopkins ended up having a pretty decent game as well, but it definitely did not look good in that game. A lot of throws were off. He definitely is not looking at all like the Watson we saw in those five games last year. Mahomes, on the other hand, I think it's easy to call him the MVP right now. I know I've even heard that on TV and on the radio before. But I think we all got to kind of pump the brakes on Mahomes. He's looked absolutely stellar. He hasn't really, you know, he hasn't done anything wrong up to this point. And I think we all have to kind of just take into account that it's only been two games. You know, we have to remember that, right? The games that he's played in, he's been in shootouts, and he's looked great. But I also think that, you know, there's only one direction he can go from here, and that's down. I mean, he's been absolutely stellar, and I just don't think that you can expect him to put up these kind of gaudy numbers week in, week out. And like I said, being that it's been only two games, I'm sure he's going to run into situations where he's going to hit a little bit of adversity in a game where he's going to have to play from behind. And we just simply haven't seen him play in those kind of scenarios. So I just think it's too early to say Mahomes is the stud quarterback of the year. It looks that way right now, but I think, you know, just a little too early for that.
Well, he's got a Jacksonville matchup week 5, so we'll see how he fares during that matchup. And let's move on to you. If you're a DJ owner, David Johnson owner, like Dom, what are you doing right now? Time to sell on this guy?
I definitely, the fingers lifted. It's a lot of concerns here. First off, they need to get their other quarterback in, just like Cleveland did with Baker. They need to get Rosen in there. He's by far better than Bradford. But their offense looks terrible. He's not getting the routes he used to get. It's hard to see him. I mean, something could change, definitely. I just don't like it. You know, he is David Johnson. After week three, if he puts up another dud, I would definitely really be concerned. I know the first week he didn't put up a dud, but he didn't have a lot of volume. And I'd be a little nervous. And, you know, that Antonio Brown, I was watching him. He didn't look like he was running the same. He was still out there. He started throwing tantrums. He didn't show up to practice. It's a little worrisome, to be honest. He is on the cover of Madden. So I think Dom's in a tough spot here. His two stars, if they don't blossom, his team's going to sink quick. I don't know if he's interested in trying to pull a two-for-one trade, maybe try to get some value out of him and salvage something, or if he's just going to ride him out and hopefully they become who they really are. I actually lean towards them going back to the normal. It is just two games. So we'll see what happens.
Didn't know if I wanted to add anything there. All right, in the Cousin Bowl, you kind of mentioned this in your little three-minute rant, but Martin beats Roger with the help of Cam Newton's three touchdown passes. Martin, you're a little bit biased on this, so I'm going to ask, Ant, is Philip Lindsay a borderline RB1?
Absolutely. This guy could be this year's Alvin Kamara. If anybody watched him run, he looks really good. He's getting a lot of carries that were unexpected. The game script did help him a little bit. That's why Freeman didn't get as much. So he'd probably go back to even. They're going to run with the hot hand. But, you know, I kind of view him in the same range as Matt Breida. Matt Breida is looking stellar, leading the league in the NFL. And he's kind of in a similar situation. And I think those two guys kind of shows that, hey, you know, maybe the zero RB might not be such a bad idea. You know, guys pop up in the RB1, and you notice in the first two rounds, a lot of top running backs haven't performed for 2 weeks. Probably half of them haven't. So it's interesting. The quarterbacks surging, making a lot of wide receivers available. A lot of wide receivers are serviceable. But I do like Breida, and I do like Lindsay. I'm wondering if you guys would be entertaining a trade for one another.
Martin, that's a great pickup that you did. You really buying Lindsay? You on the Lindsay train?
I am. Although I don't think that Royce Freeman is going away. Although if I was a Royce Freeman owner, I'd be pretty concerned that he only played about like nine snaps or whatever it was.
To a Royce Freeman owner.
Yeah. but I don't think he's going away. I definitely like what I see out of Lindsay. He wears actually Terrell Davis's number. So he's got to be good. he does look solid, but I wouldn't say borderline RB1. That's pretty high. I don't think he's going to be an RB1. I think even in the RB2 conversation is still a debate. But I think he's been solid, and like Anthony said, it looks like they're going to run with the hot hand. So who knows what the workload split's going to look like? But certainly, if Lindsay keeps playing like this, I can see him taking a lion's share of those opportunities. It did suck that he got that touchdown vultured by Freeman last week. But like I said, it's a situation that I very much see is going to be a timeshare. Who knows who's going to get the work. But I like my chances with Lindsay so far. I will say though, Steve and Anthony, like I said last week, picking against myself seemed to work last year. And baby, it worked again this week, man. And so I'm doing it again. I picked Doug. A lot of people did too. And I think that's perfect because, you know, whenever people expect me to win, I always lose, man. I always do. I love when people don't expect me to win, and I always thrive in that in that role. So I love it.
You know, I actually think you cursed my picks. I think it was solid that you hopped on. So actually, I don't have Lindsay ranked as an RB1 right now. I view him as RB1 going into this week. So just I don't have him there yet. But this week, I think he will be. But between you guys, yeah. Who do you guys rank higher between Breida or Lindsay?
I like Breida a little bit more, just because I think Lindsay. I mean, Alfred. It's kind of like Alfred Morris versus Freeman. You know, type of thing. Like, I think I prefer.
But are you biased?
So I'm like, I would probably prefer Breida right now, especially because I own him.
And he's leading the league. No big deal.
No big deal. I did start him. It's like, it's funny because both my guys that I drafted, both my running backs I drafted to be my starting running backs, are now on my bench for week 3.
Hey, if Ajayi sits, you need to play Clement.
I just moved him in my starting lineup right now. So
Ajayi might play, though. Make sure you keep an eye on that.
Yeah,
I think he's playing.
If he's playing, start Michelle. What do you guys think?
No. You got to put Freeman back in.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to get the goal line.
All right. Hopefully, you know, Lindsay gets like 100 yards and Freeman gets 3 touchdowns. That's what I'm hoping for.
Freeman only didn't get his carries because they were trying to come back from the Raiders. So they're not going to have Freeman in, you know? So it should be going back to the normal split. But I like Lindsay's talent better. I really think he stands out. I think he has Alvin Kamara potential. And Kamara got snaked by Ingram all day long, and he still had a great year. So you never know. Situations change, but the talents don't. So I like to go for the talent.
And you know what? Lindsay is leading, or not leading, sorry, but he is third in the league currently in yards at 178, only behind Joe Mixon and Matt Breida. And I got to say, Jeff has been hating on this guy a lot because he doesn't know him. And I've let Lindsay know. I slid into his DMs. I'll let him know that Jeff is hating on you. And so he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to prove you wrong, Jeff.
All right. Let's move to the next matchup. This volume thing's driving me nuts. All right, due to a stat correction, Ant actually squeaks by former champ Steven by 0.16 points. Martin, Steven picked up Fitz Magic for absolutely nothing on Wednesday at 3:33 a.m., and he's starting him this week. Will Fitzmagic lead Champ Steve then over Chump Steve this week?
Well, Steve, I said earlier that I revealed myself as the lone picker.
What the f*** wrong with you?
I don't know exactly why I did it, but I don't think that this is a shoe-in here. Look, I'm just looking at the projections. It's not like he's like, you know, it's not like there's a huge spread here. Look at the projections right now. It's only a 10-point spread. Steven, I feel like, has got some bad juju with him. After losing that match that he thought he won, he probably was celebrating there on Monday night and was like, God damn, I can't believe I pulled it out. And then come to find out Thursday morning, oh, it's going to be an L. I think with that kind of bad juju heading into the week, I mean, you can only lose. So I'm picking you, Steve.
All right. Well, I like it. And how are you feeling about Josh Gordon?
Well, I was really, really pissed earlier. I had to find out that this guy can't get it together. We kind of expected. I mean, he's got like 10 games the last 4 or 5 years. Comes with the territory, and it's not going to end here. I'll tell you right now. But out of all, when he was going to be traded, and I was kind of hoping for him to go to Niners because I'm kind of a Niner fan, and like, you kind of need a guy like that. When I found out he went to New England, I just got Tom Brady throwing the ball, and I got pretty excited. So we'll see what happens. It's kind of boom bust, and that's the way Josh Gordon's going to be, and I'm going to roll with it.
Let me ask you this, Ant. Well, you have him in your starting lineup for week 3. Is this a good thing or a bad thing for me and my boy Chris Hogan?
I don't think it can be good because Edelman's coming back too. So, I mean, he did get 2 touchdowns last year, but you got Gronk, Gordon, Edelman, Michelle's back, James White.
Edelman's not back.
So there's he's going to be back real soon.
He's not back this week, though.
Not this week. So you got to roll with it. Plus, also, Gordon's going to be limited. He has another playbook, and he also has a bad hamstring. So they're probably – you got to go with Hogan. You really don't have any other choice, really, to be honest.
I don't actually think it'll be that much of a difference. I mean, they play kind of different roles, right? Like Hogan is a slot receiver and, you know, Gordon plays on the outside. So I think, you know, Hogan's still going to get his slot targets. Maybe he'll get a few less, but I mean, the fact that they play different roles, I think it might end up not making any difference.
Yeah. I hope it helps him because, you know, he'll get some attention and that way Hogan can sneak by and do his thing there. So that's what I'm hoping for. Man, what? Okay, let's go to the last matchup. In the Stinker Bowl, Ken wins despite scoring the 4th lowest point total in week 2. And Ken has the lowest point production thus far within 2 weeks. Help your boy out.
I don't know what I can do, to be honest. he kind of got caught a little bit. He's getting Aaron Jones back. I think it's better if Jamal Williams gets hurt. Because Aaron Jones is better, but Jamal and Aaron's going to be splitting more carries now. So he's kind of tied up. He's got his hands kind of tied there. And he's not really getting the Watson. I know Watson did okay. But I think Watson still has the potential. And he did come back late in the game, put up 300 yards. So he's going to hook up with DeAndre for 2 touchdowns. And he's going to put a big number up. I think his running back situation needs some help. But I definitely don't count Ken out. Just not a great start.
Martin, I think Prez is in deep doo-doo. Jai didn't practice today. He's got Devontae Freeman out. Is Wu versus Prez your lock of the week for week 3?
No, man. I mean, come on. It's Ken's team. I've been beating that drum, you know. He got a lucky win with that 115 point win last week. He really should be 0-2. I forgot who he beat, but he's lucky that he got that win. I don't think this is a lock by any means. I think Presley, he is in a little bit of trouble because he lost Devontae. But you know, we'll see. Both teams are kind of, I think they'll both kind of struggle this week. So you know, we'll see what happens.
It's Wu, Jeff Wu versus Prez.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, Ken won week 2 against Prez. that's probably what you're referring to. But this week for week 3, I did his little switcheroo, and I figured this would be the lock because this is my lock of the week. Jeff Wu will beat Prez for the week 3. But Jeff is going to number 1 going against number 10 Prez.
Yeah, 100%. Jeff is the lock of the week. Just Todd Gurley and Jordan Howard alone could probably just handle it. And
Jeff, I was talking to him about this today too. I was looking at it, and he actually is dominating Pick'em through 3 weeks. I think only a total of maybe 5 people have picked against him. 3 of us were out of that 5. Three of us last week against Sonny. But he is dominating Pick'ems, and you know it might be the case where he dominates Pick'em every single week, where we see this kind of landslide distribution every week.
Well, I mean, it's, what was I gonna say? Yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say, but I was like, Prez doesn't, you know, have a good team. I will cricket it. Let's not even try to pick it up. I was trying to make a point about something. Let's see. It is, we've got 13 votes for Wu with 1 vote going against Prez. Oh yeah, here's what I was gonna say. We were wrong last week. Our lock of the week. So hopefully we're right this week, because it is kind of fun doing this lock of the week and being kind of right or wrong about this. Let's see. We all agree that Jeff versus Prez is the lock of the week. Doug disappointed us last week by actually winning and coming through. Let's see if Prez holds up and is losing this week. Anything else you guys want to add?
Whoa. I got disconnected.
What happened?
I think Martin got disconnected. But anything else you guys want to add before we go to the big league
segment? Yeah, I think there's a lot of concern with Presley's team as well. Both of his running backs just kind of bad, really bad luck. I mean, it sucks to lose one, but both. And Aaron Rodgers is playing with a broken or busted up leg, and that's going to be hard to overcome. It's going to be hard to hang on. So, I mean, I think Presley definitely has reacted. He definitely hit the wire hard. And so he definitely,
now see that, that's the kind of winning attitude that's going to take this enterprise straight to the top.
Go, sorry.
And, I think he's going to have to go for a pretty good grind here.
All right.
Hold on, Steve. So I do have a couple things to add. Number one, like you mentioned earlier on the show, this is the 3rd week in a row that we've had all 14 picks in for Pick'em. That deserves a little bit of a pause. Pretty impressive. I have been doing my part in trying to remind everybody, but definitely good to see everybody put in that little bit of time that it takes to do Pick'em. I think, like Anthony always says, it's something that is unique about our league, and it's cool to see that every week, to see who people are favoring. So I think that's cool, and hopefully we continue that going forward. Lastly, I also want to throw in my weekly trivia, because I got to reward the guys who apparently aren't you guys. isn't Anthony, who's on the show and not submitting his trivia. So Anthony, come on, dude. You're on the show and you're hearing the question. But this week's trivia question will be who has the record for the most points out of their IDP position in a single week I'll give you a hint. You can go to the Yahoo page, go to league, go to record book, go to team points, and you'll see it right there. It happened this season in week one. Who has that record? It's pretty impressive. Give that to me, and you'll get three waiver dollars.
Ooh. All right. Well, make sure you guys all do that.
Super cool.
Martin just gave you the playbook, so there's no reason. I should be doing the rest right now. I'm going to do this while we listen to the B-League segment then. All right. Without further ado.
Hey, real quick, just to add to the pick 'em, it is nice getting everyone to vote it in. I usually do all my fantasy pick 'em, Survivor, whatever. I try to do it on the same day every week, and just so that it never gets forgotten. But we do the podcast on Wednesday night, typically. I know today it was a little different. But when we do have that, we can touch these topics. We can see what everyone voted. So it does help if you at least do it by Wednesday rather than last minute Thursday. It's not, you know, nothing against you if you don't. But I can tell who does submit it. Most people do, and I do know who people were last minute. But I appreciate it if they try it. I think it'll make the pod better.
Okay. Mario, you want me to spoil it? Make it really easy for the trivia question? I know
no,
it right now.
No, move on.
No,
move
don't.
On.
Don't.
Move on. No, move it on. You is... All right. Let's get the B-League segment. Guys, this is my favorite segment of all time. I hate listening to the A-League. I actually skip all this shit. It's the only part I actually listen to. Let's get to it, Martin. Tell me how great I am.
All right. Well, we're going to do things a little bit differently. We don't have a B-League guest this week, so I'm going to give
right
you
here.
A B-League recap. This is how you guys do it. A concise, good, and a good speed. All right, here we go. So, B-League Week 2 recap. Zach picks up his first W against former A-Leaguer JC. Somehow found himself in the B-Leaguer Lifer division. He's off to a rough start at 0-2. John, the A-League Snipers, notches his first W as well at the expense of Fernando. Both teams putting up pretty respectable scores, but John takes it 140 to 122. Nin, Protect His House, explodes out of nowhere for 161 for his first victory, handing Jason a loss despite the Lord putting in a pretty nice 136. Daryl cruises to a 2-0 start in the B-League Lifer divisions after taking care of the Brett, 137 to 115. Grace, our favorite B-Leaguer.
That's right.
1-1 after putting up a measly 112 points against the long-lost champ, Jay Patel. Dirty Mike gets a comfortable 135-119 W over the rookie Aaron. And finally, in the closest yet stinker of the week matchup, former A-Leaguer Danny gets a very lucky win, defeating Ravi 115 to 112. And that, gentlemen and lady, that is how you do a B-League recap. Give me some applause here.
I'm late on the trigger. It's great.
Was that the best B-League recap ever or what, dude?
That was
great. I thought so. I got the chills right now.
Man, you're so awesome. This is why I love the B-League. A-League, I'm coming for you, motherfuckers. All right, guys. Well,
hey, Grace,
you guys got anything
Grace,
else?
How many times?
Grace,
how many times have you made the playoffs in a row?
I don't even know. I make it every single time. And that's just
every time.
2 years in a row.
Okay. How many years have I been here, Martin?
Two.
Exactly. Every single time, like I said. Thank you. Steve, hook me up. Thank you. Thank you.
Grace, are you transgender?
A little bit. I go in now. I can.
Are you editing this podcast, Grace?
No, my boy Steve handles that stuff. I just come in for the B-League segment. That's all I want to listen to. And I can come in when I want to. All right?
Do you have your own podcast?
I would like one. Steve, can you edit another podcast and produce another podcast? B-League podcast?
Well, thank you very much, Grace.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, guys? Thanks,
week.
Grace.
Actually, I think
it's
I might
be able to talk over each other.
I might be able to get a late guest. You guys want to do an improv interview?
Pick him up. Team
There he is.
Yo, I'm supposed to be the only B-Leaguer. Fuck you, Fernando. I'm the only B-Leaguer on this fucking podcast.
Oh, shit.
What's up, guys? It's Kraken.
Hey,
right, Fernando.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me on.
All right. We got blessed
hey, you got a badass
him
promo?
On the
got
show.
A badass promo for us?
What was it?
You got a badass promo for us.
Do I have a badass promo?
Yeah, promotion.
Steve, chill out. Still
you can't right. hear.
I have, go ahead, Martin.
Right, are we going to edit this out or no?
I think it's pretty funny.
Hey, throw the B-League music back on.
We're going to lose.
Oh, yeah, here's the B-League music. All right, here we go, Fernando. Yeah. Just for you.
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, wait, no, that's the weakest link.
Great, messed that one up.
Yeah. Fucking A. My fat fingers. All right,
let me do it. All right, we got Blessed Him, a.k.a. Fernando, on the show. This is a little bit of an unprepared interview. We totally did not expect him to be on the show. But what's up? What's up, Fernando? What's going on, man?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
All right, let's
head out to the B-League.
Let's cut out the background music, Steve. Right. What's up, Fernando? You're 1-1. You lost last week to John. How you feeling about your team? Are you feeling pretty good? Are you feeling pretty bad? You know, what's going on?
No, I think I'm okay. I just had a couple of guys that did not meet their points, so that's what made me lose the game. But I think overall, I think this week I might take John JC out. The way I'm looking at the numbers, I look at his team. He has only about like 3 to 4 guys that look pretty good. I think we'll hit their numbers, but the other things, I don't think they'll make their points. So I think I might win by 10 to 15 points.
All right. So, Fernando.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
You're a longtime member of this of the B-League, man. You're one of the OGs.
Yeah, dude.
You know,
I heard that, man. I got to get my social security soon, dude.
And, my
401 plan.
I know you won the league way back when, and I didn't promote you, and I know you hold that against me every season. But what's going on, man? Are you trying to join the A League? Do you think you're ready, or do you think you're going to be in the B League forever, man?
Nah, man. I've been ready, man. So I think for future, man. I think maybe for the B League, I think we should host something to get prepared majority of everybody to get on the A League level. Maybe do an auction draft as well so we can prepare ourselves to get in. But for sure, dude, I think I'm ready, man. I've seen the guys pick. It's just all strategy, man. It's pretty much just who you pick, how much you can budget. Since I'm in finance, I think I'll be good at it.
Yeah, Martin, stop with this stupid-ass snake draft anymore, man. God damn. I joined the B-League to fucking play in a snake draft.
Yeah. I think Fernando. I think you're appropriately. You know, I have you in the developing talent division, and I think I have you appropriately ranked right now. I think I got a little bit of ways to go, but I think you're on the way, and you know you're developing, and I like the progress so far. So you know,
Thank you, Martin. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Rooting for us, Dad.
By the way, thanks for coming on the show at the last minute.
Nah, thanks for having me, brother. I'm excited. I think you've been asking me every year since you had the podcast to get on.
I have, man. And you know what, Fernando? You know, you're one of the bright spots of the B League because you're always active. You know, you're always talking, you're always panning up the storm. in the thread, I have to say, actually, the B League thread, in some ways, you guys talk more than the A League guys, man. I feel like I'm the only one talking on the A League thread sometimes. But you B League guys, you guys are chatting at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Daryl's sending fucking gifts, you know, in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no.
And sometimes I wish the A League was kind of that active, but you definitely provide a lot of that chatter. So yeah. You know, kudos to you for doing that. I gotta ask you though, so you know, looking around the league, who do you feel like is one of the top contenders this league? That you feel like, you know, that is going to compete with you and whatnot.
Me. Better say me. Fernando.
Yeah, my boy Mike, he's good. But I think looking at the teams, I think Zach has a scary team, man. Like, I was looking at it. I was like, man, who did this guy draft by himself? But he has a pretty good team. I think Zach and what do you call that? I think Jason or I think – is it Jason?
Yeah, Blorb. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Forb, and also I think I'm back. The guy who lost from the A League that went back to the B League.
Yeah, that's Danny.
Yeah, he has Danny. I was like, when I remember when we went to the Milpitas at John Dang's work, I was like, how the hell did this guy get promoted, dude?
Wow. Wow. Shots fired. Shots fired. Danny?
Nah.
Second place?
Nah, but he has a, nah, he has a good team. He's my boy. He sent me a trade proposal today, but I was looking at it, so I got to see what we can work out.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm surprised you put Zach in, as one of your best teams, because, you know, he came on the show. Fernando, do you listen to the podcast, man?
When my kids are asleep.
He doesn't know who this person is. He doesn't know the co-host of the show, because he's like,
Steven.
He called me Mike. Martin, no, I don't think he knows.
It's Steve.
No, this is your brother, right? Actually. Steve, right?
Yeah, it's my brother.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. I remember meeting him at Dang's work. He's a cool dude.
All right, for sure. Well, Zach came on the show, and he did not put you in your top 12, in his top five or six. So I'm surprised to hear
because I'm Mexican.
Go his team. but yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. So Fernando, who do you think in your division? Do you think Jason? Do you think he's real? He's currently a number one right now. Jason's number one. Do you think he's a legit team, or do you think you're gonna pass him at some point? What are you thinking about your division, your competition level, and, you know, how do you think this division competition is gonna play out?
You know, honestly, in my division, I think it's open up for grabs, because what I recall, I think everybody's 1-1. John, yeah,
everybody
John did
is,
pretty good.
Everybody
John, yeah, my Mexican, my Mexican dude, he has a good team too. I have to root for him because he's half Mexican. Because I'm full, he's half, but I got to root for him to make the playoffs. But I think to be honest, by looking at the thing, I think I'll make the playoffs for sure, and then anyone else can catch up. Maybe Mike, but Mike just has to stop fucking around and start playing the waivers.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody is 1-1, so it does look like it's
Thank you. Hey, you guys see the Canelo fight?
Yeah, that was fucked up, man. I can't believe he won, man. I didn't watch it, but he must be on that undetectable juice. He's got to be on the undetectable.
Yeah. All right, back to football.
Hey, Fernando, I got a question for you.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, what was it like playing with the D-League GOAT, Rodgers?
Rodgers, my boy, too, dude. And he's in the A-League now, right?
Yeah, he's tearing shit up. He's
hey,
dark
hey, I'm gonna tell you this. I got a fun fact. All right, so I played Rodgers last year in the playoffs, first round. I missed by playing some other player, and he beat me by like 4 points. I think if I would have beat Roger, I would have made that. I would have won the whole league.
Wow.
Now that I think about it, I always tell him, like, damn, dude, I should have played this one guy.
Nice, man.
So Fernando.
Yeah.
Do you think Roger being the only person to win the B League twice is going to win the A League this year?
I think he could. I think it's doable because
Saquon Barkley.
Oh wow. Yeah, I think he can. I think because that. What's the other guy who the tall Asian dude? Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, because he won the B League and he won the A League. I was surprised because I have not seen that before. So I think that's the first.
Yeah,
he's the first time to do it.
He might go back to back. He's got a pretty good shot.
No, he honestly, that guy is like, I seen when he was in the B League, he was tough, man. I was like, shit. Every time I played against him, I was like, man, this guy, he knows what's up. Because some guys is bullshit. No, some guys know.
No, we're intimidated by him too. We saw right when he came up, like, wow, this guy. We knew right away.
Yeah.
We're all intimidated.
Are you guys intimidated by my boy Presley?
He got number one last year.
He needs a little help right now.
Okay. What about Doug's team? Is that he's doing good? Because Doug's pretty tough. Too.
It's all right. He's got Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
So
that guy's going off.
Pretty good. Hard to suck with him on your team.
Man, you guys, just so you guys know, I didn't know this, but I have a barber in Fremont, and I went to him and I went to him on a Saturday morning, and all of a sudden this Mexican guy walks in, and it's Fernando. And apparently, you know, we go to the same barber, and he comes in there, and I'm getting my hair cut. Steve, cut the next thing. Come on, bro. So he comes in there.
Yeah, the barber's Mexican too.
Yeah, barber's Mexican too. But check it out. He comes in there, and I'm getting my hair cut, and he goes like, "Man, this guy is the GOAT of fantasy commissioners. This guy runs the best fantasy league ever." And he's like sitting there just hyping me up hella hard while I'm getting my hair cut. And like all of a sudden, everybody starts asking me questions in the barbershop, and I'm just like, "Fernando, stop, dude, stop." But it was cool, dude. It was cool. I just had to share that on the podcast.
Nah, dude, you're doing a good job, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Make sure you patent this shit, LLC or Corp, dude.
yeah, we copyrighted, bro. We copyrighted.
All right, Fernando, pretend we're at the barbershop again. Go ahead, go for it. Here we go.
What's up, bro? So I walked in. I said, "Oh shit, Martin, what's up, bro?" And then Martin said, "Give me a zero on the side and comb over fade." I was like, "Damn, bro, are you single or are you married?" He's like, "Yeah, you know how we do it." I was like, "Shit." And I was like, "Hey, bro, what's up with the B-League, A-League?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm all working out. When are we going to play again?" He's like, "Oh, it's in the works." And then I started saying, I was like, "Hey, guys, this dude is the best fucking commissioner ever." Everybody looked at him and, like, the spotlight went right in his face. And I was like, "If you're ever going to join a fantasy league, this is the fucking league you got to be in. There ain't no other league." And everyone's like, "Damn, shit." And then everyone's going to be like, "Oh, yeah, I'm in 10 leagues." I'm like, "What the fuck up, dude? You don't got to be getting into."
Nah, you praise this hard. You praise this hard, so I appreciate that, dog.
Hey, epic story, man. Epic story.
Well, no. And you know what? Honestly, that's how it happened.
If you think about it, I bet you everybody has told a friend or something about how badass their fantasy league is. I tell people all the time, "Yeah, man, we got a podcast and a website. What's up?" You know?
Well, no. Hey, Martin, Hey, but Martin, you gotta get some love to the B League, bro. Like, give us some shirts or something, bro.
You know,
like more. Something, bro.
I've heard it.
Or like a fucking ribbon, dude, for winning, dude. At least we can get ribbons.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be as special when you finally make the jump and you get that rite of passage. You know, you get that shirt in your hand with your name on the back. You know, I feel like that moment wouldn't be as special if I gave you guys some kind of shirt in the B League.
What about like a fridge magnet?
Something that'd be nice.
Maybe that would work, right? No, I'll get you guys a little something.
Fridge magnet.
Like, dude, like the year I won 2012, I had to sign my, like, I used my basketball one from when I was in eighth grade for Centerville. I just put a tape over like I won the championship, and I have it still in my garage.
There you go.
That's what I can do.
Love it.
Now see that?
Yeah, so, dude. Hey, where's Mike? Is Mike sleeping?
Straight to the top.
Mike, you mean Grace? Bye, man. That was Grace.
No. Oh, that was Grace?
This is Grace.
Hey.
Fernando.
Hey, what's
this
up,
is
dude?
Grace.
Hey, we have to get Mamacita back, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she. You know what? She's a first ballot LED Hall of Famer. She did absolutely amazing in the B League. I've tried many times to get her out of retirement, but she's retired. She wanted to retire on top, and so it looks like she's gonna stay in retirement.
Fuck her.
I'll let you know if she changes her mind.
I'm the Khaleesi of the B League.
Yeah, I know. Hey, are you guys really close? You and Martin.
Me and Mark?
An eight?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, hold on.
Grace.
No, you. And Grace, too.
Yeah, this is.
Hey.
I need to talk because this is my music that's playing. Yes, Fernando.
She's a huge Thrones fan.
For the North, dude.
For all of it.
Everything is mine.
Everything is mine. The B-League is all of Westeros, and I am the Khaleesi.
Hey,
alright.
Alright, cool.
Let's not make this B-League interview last as long as Zach's. So
this is good.
Maybe this is a good...
What's up?
On a high note, Fernando.
I thought this was actually a pretty entertaining B-League. Fernando, thank you for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah, you're one of the OGs of the B-League, and you know, I promise you, if you win it again, you'll definitely be in the conversation for promotion. Appreciate you being here. Keep up the chatter on the B-League thread, and good luck this season, bro.
All right, thanks, man. Much love, brother.
Hey, that's an A+ surprise guest.
Later.
See you, man.
All right, see you later, man.
All right. Anything else, Martin?
No, thanks for all those sound drops, Steve. You seem like you had a lot of fun there on the soundboard.
I think we should leave everything in. That was perfect, in my opinion.
Don't even look at it before you play.
How are we doing on time? At least cut out the in-between time between the...
Well, I thought it was hilarious. Not really. All I was doing playing.
I mean, there was
yeah,
like...
you're going to get rid of all the good stuff, Martin.
I know. That was good stuff.
By good stuff, do you mean 20 snores?
Yes, because I thought I was dying. Personally, I thought it was hilarious.
I think Gray should just host the whole thing.
I think so, too. All right. Well, if there's nothing else... then let's let Grace end it.
All right, bitches, for Steve, for Martin, for WizKid, and this is the Khaleesi of LED. Peace out, and we will see you next week.